taxes are written to stimulate behavior. So why would the government want you to give cost segregation or get that benefit if you're a multifamily investor? Because the government cannot build and create affordable housing.
All right, Jake Gino here, and today we're discussing the tax benefits of multifamily investing. Gino, I just wrote a fatty. What's a fatty? Now, we're not talking about weed. We ain't druggies over here. We wrote a fat check to the IRS because, hey, we still got to pay taxes, but it would have been a lot worse if it wasn't for the depreciation that multifamily investing provided for us. How you doing today, big dog?
I don't know. I'm confused right now. Fatties, writing checks. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about the tax benefits of multifamily investing, Gino, okay? And you know, unfortunately for you right now, you're going to break it down for us. So if you're not prepared for this, I don't know what to say. I'm kidding. The G-Dad always brings it. He's ready to go. So let's get into the nuts and bolts. You're going to talk about some, you know, economic, geo, macro, whatever's here in a second. So let's break it down for folks. Let's start with cost segregation. What is cost segregation and how have we used it in our investing strategy?
This is what I love about Jake. He just loves to jump into things. He doesn't give me a
second Cannonball!
To warm everybody out. You know, my father always told me, Gino, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And I'm like, yeah, what do you know, Dad? What are you talking about? Then I got my first paycheck and I was like, okay, maybe he had a little merit. Maybe he knew a little something.
Maybe he had a lot of merit.
And about 3 months ago, my 14-year-old, soon-to-be 15-year-old daughter got a job. And I started trying to explain to her about taxes. And she started blurting out to me, Dad, I'm going to be poor. I'm not going to make any money.
I took all my money.
If you lived in California, yeah, you would be. But we live in Florida, so it's not that bad. But it's still pretty bad. And I think taxes, people don't understand. The average person works until like end of April, May, before they actually start collecting their own money.
Sounds so like an indentured servant.
Dude, that's the first 3 to 4 months of your life of the year is actually made to pay for all these taxes. And one of the benefits of investing in real estate, if not one of the biggest benefits, that icing on the cake, Jake and Gino were out there in the beginning. We're getting cash flow. We're looking for a little appreciation. Then a little birdie came down and said, hey, Gino.
I think it was a big birdie.
Dude, I couldn't miss that bird, bro, because once he whispered into my ear.
It was like one of those ospreys or bald eagles we got out here over the lake.
He said cost segregation, macro accelerated cost recovery system. I still don't really know what that means.
What?
I know it saves us a ton of money, though. And for us, when we heard about it, it was almost too good to be true. And I think let's take a pause here. And whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, blue, red, pink, green, I don't care what you are. You have to understand the tax law. There are no such.
I'm going to say this, and I've said it a million times. Gino identifies as a rich guy. Okay, so he's calling himself a rich man today. Sorry, I had to get that in there.
Identify as an opera singer too, but let's not go there. You know, think about it. The tax code has got over 70,000 pages. Now, taxes are written to stimulate behavior. So why would the government want you to give cost segregation or get that benefit if you're a multifamily investor? Because the government cannot build and create affordable housing. They suck at it. So they get the peoples of the world, the Jakes, the Ginos, the Johns, the Marys, the Joes to say, hey, here's this amazing benefit. Go out there and create this housing and we're going to give you this great incentive to do it. That's what cost segregation is. That's why as a W-2 employee, you have very little benefits as far as the tax code goes because you're really not creating material benefit to the economy other than yourself. Someone like Jeff Bezos creates thousands and thousands upon jobs. He's going to get much more benefits. So to get back to cost segregation, what it basically is, it's an engineered study. And oh, by the way, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a CPA. Go out and check out the CPAs of the world. Let them work with you. And it's funny because most mom and pops and most CPAs, a lot of them will say, no, I don't want to do cost segregation. You should fire that CPA as quickly as possible. Get rid of that CPA.
Gino, remember our fifth deal that we did? It was 281 units, and we were talking to the owners, and we had actually the cost segregation consultant out there on one of the inspections. And the cost seg consultant was speaking to the prior owners, and verbatim, they say, I don't mess with that stuff because I don't trust the government. And I was like, oh my God, I love this guy. But cost segregation's amazing, right? So he channeled my inner Ron Swanson, and I was like, buddy, I love you, and I completely agree with you, but you're missing out huge by not doing cost segregation, because it's a huge win. Because here's the thing, multifamily housing is very hard, and I don't think most people would do all the work that it takes to properly run these apartment buildings without the added benefit of cost segregation, because there's other businesses that you could probably do, right? Great to own the asset and everything, but that the tax component is huge.
Two things I want you to do as you're listening to this. Number one, if you're on our YouTube channel, go and Google Tom Wheelwright. We did an 8-minute video breaking down cost segregation. This was a couple of years ago. It was a no-brainer. You'd start looking at the numbers and you're like, holy crap, hold on a second. I can do this. And the second thing is go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. Sign up to the webinars we do every month. Every month, Jake and I are on a monthly webinar. This month, we're going to be doing the 3 pitfalls of property management. Last month, we were talking about the buy right. The month before, we were talking about finance right. So every month, we're doing these webinars. Go to jakeandgino.com/webinar, register for the webinar, and also watch the previous month's webinar. We're talking about all of these up-to-date topics that we've been discussing in the market. But cost segregation, what it basically does, you have straight line depreciation over 27 and a half years for multifamily. What it does is you're able to accelerate it, and you're able to actually break out the components of a building into big different buckets into different years, 5-year, 10-year, and 15-year. For example, the flooring here may be a 15-year life. Your fixtures may be a 10-year life. So what it does is it accelerates the depreciation. It frontlines it. And up until last year, you were able to take what we call 100% bonus depreciation. So if you had 100%, you know, you depreciated, you were able to take 100% of that depreciation. Now, this year, it's 80%, which is still friggin' amazing. It's still unbelievable. So let's say you have a property. It's worth $1 million. You cannot depreciate land, so you take the land component out of it. So that means you have a depreciable asset value of $900,000. Typically, on average, ballpark, between 20 to 30% of that, you can actually depreciate day one. You frontline it. So 20% of $900,000 is $180,000. So if you're a real estate professional, that's a loss. You can actually take your active income and take that depreciable loss out of it. So if you made $200,000 on your income, you have $180,000 loss from cost segregation. You take that $200,000 less $180,000, your adjustable gross income is $20,000. You're paying on that. I've had negative
just
adjustable
like that,
gross
folks.
Income, just like that. And the reason why they do it, once again, it's not for the rich guys. It's that they know they cannot create this affordable housing. How many of you out there listening to this have ever gone into a single resident occupancy by the government as far as government housing? It's awful. They can't do it. So they need to stimulate the economy. Real estate is over 18% of the economy. So they know how important of a component it is. They can't do it themselves. This is creating jobs. This is creating value. People are going to work. We're putting people to work. We're actually returning capital to investors. Real estate brokers are selling deals. Cost segregation specialists are doing these studies. CPAs are doing the tax returns. Attorneys are closing these deals. It goes around and around, and it feeds the economy. And the government has actually given us this bonus. Yes, it's given us this bonus to go out there and to say, you guys are taking risk. You're putting capital into a venture. How do we reward that risk? And cost segregation is one of those benefits that rewards the risk, my friend.
Now, before we get out of here, I'm going to put it into practice how it's worked really well for us. The party continues going on. And what do I mean by that? You buy the deal, you get the cost segregation benefit from the depreciation that Gino talked about. Then maybe a year or two goes by and you buy another deal and you hold the prior deals. We like to buy deals and refi deals to keep them in-house. So if you continue to buy deals and stacking depreciation, two things are going to happen. One, you should be making more money on the future deals that you buy and the old deals, so that snowball of cash flow is growing. Then you're continuing to add deals to then help with the tax offset, and it creates this beautiful relationship of offsetting taxes, growing a snowball of wealth, and you continue to rinse and repeat and stay in your lane. So many people get shiny object. Ooh, I want to go over here and flip. I want to go over here and do crypto, blah, 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 blah. Really successful businesses stay in their lane over the long term and perfect what they're doing and stay engaged with it. That's how you can get really wealthy in the multifamily space.
Jake, to really wrap this up, there's two things that I need to say. The first thing is, can you imagine getting this cost segregation today and not having to wait 4 or 5 or 6 years, the time value of money? That's one reason why we should all be doing it, having that engineered study. And the second thing is, if you need more information on getting someone who does studies, just reach out to me, Gino@jakeandgino.com.
You're such a sweetie, Gino. And you take care of the folks.
We use. Yes, you have to, because this is a way to create wealth. You have a fiduciary responsibility to pay the least amount of taxes legally. And cost segregation allows you to do that. It allows you to avoid these taxes, right? It's not to evade. You're not evading taxes. You're avoiding the taxes by using cost segregation as a tool, as a strategy in multifamily.
Man, you are becoming a producer along with Jake and the G-Daddy gang. As always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He is the G-Papa Funk, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.